So I have been looking at the news quite a bit, watching, and I've been on my second account, and I got on there and tweeted a couple of things, and getting irritated by these gnats because we've got fruit in the house, so that's pretty much what got us in the position we're in because we left fruit out in the bowl on the table. We were eating it like crazy, and now all of a sudden it's like we've had our fill and we're not really eating it like we were. Because I bought a bunch of greens. I bought a bunch of mustard greens from the store. I bought like three bunches. And so we've been having to eat that up along with trying to figure out how to eat up the fruit. Because I bought a bunch of fruit, and I bought a lot of it. And I was going week after week to get it, and it was just too much. So too much of a good thing. Sometimes you gotta just, know how to eat in moderation. When I see the type of person I am, when I see something that makes somebody happy or makes them laugh, I go overboard and continuing to give it to them. Give whatever it is that makes them happy. So seeing that, my son got excited over the fruit and was eating healthy and all this stuff, I was buying more because I wanted to continue to keep that joy. And so that's just something I've learned about myself recently, that I just do too much. I go overboard. I don't really need to do that much to, So I'm learning that, and that's been quite of a eye opener. Kind of embarrassing though, because I never thought that I was like that. I've had when I was dating. I've had guys tell me you don't have to do all that, and that's like, what are you talking about? I don't know what you mean. So now I pretty much gather, thinking about the situation that we were in and what they were. I understand now what they mean when they say that. So, but I have been looking at the news lately, and so what I've seen so far are the January 6th confirmation hearings, the Ricky Martin scandal that's barely being talked about in mainstream media. We have the Emmett Till, Carolyn Bryant. They found a warrant for her, and they never served it to her. So the family is trying to get Emmett Till's case reopened because the Justice Department closed it this year, earlier this year. So they're trying to get it reopened based upon, I think, this is just what I'm gathering. I may be misspeaking on some things, so somebody clarify for me. But I believe that the Justice Department won't reopen the case on the basis, because they feel like that warrant is not enough. I think that's why. But I know the family has asked for the Justice Department to reopen the case. So they're sitting on the warrant that is good and that should be served. It hasn't gone into, what is it, that people say, statute of limitations. It has no statute of limitations on it. So it's good. It can be served. And there's a group of black people that were at her door, supposedly, where she lived, I think it was, and they were demanding that she come out and answer and give herself up. And I go back to, I told you guys I was listening to Neely Fuller Jr., and I go back to what he was talking about when he says, "Don't bring attention to yourself." I listened to that. And so when I'm hearing him say these things, it's like, okay, easier said than done. But that's when you have to follow what he's telling you step by step in order for things to work in your favor. Well, at least try to work in your favor in this global system of white supremacy slash racism, also known as racism. You really got to understand that there's a method to doing this. So when you are seeing the injustices of the world, and you don't want to realize that you are a prisoner of a prisoner of war, if you are, see, So what I've learned from Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. is that there's only one race, and that's the white race. Everybody else is non-white. And there are white people who are used as guinea pigs, as pawns, as tokens, as, they're just used. But I have gathered, and I've tried to figure out different ways to say the things that I've always been saying. I've always said in the past that in the white culture, it is taught to every white person how to be racist. But you have to decide whether or not you're going to subscribe to that. So and when I say it like that, white people get really offended. They're like, I wasn't taught to be racist. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have a racist, you know, I'm not racist. I have, you know, black grandchildren, you know, all this kind of stuff. So they get really defensive. So I was thinking in a way to say it that is more constructive. I was trying to figure out a way to say it that's more constructive. So one of the ways I was thinking that you could probably say it, not to make it so that it's easier for them to take in, but it's easier for them to understand where you're coming from. And it doesn't let them off the hook. So what I was thinking is that we could say, you know, look at everything that's happening. And you see on television, we have all these examples, like I was just talking about those things that were going on in the news, you know, with Emmett Till and all that, and Ricky Martin. And, you know, you see all these things happening, and you have to question and say to yourself, even as a white person, why is this happening? So you get the kid who murdered 10 people in Buffalo in the parking lot and in the grocery store in Buffalo. He was arrested, no problem, wasn't tased, wasn't shot, anything. But you get a black man that runs because he's afraid of being arrested by the police, and he gets gunned down and 60 bullets in his body. At a certain point, when you see things to continue happening like that, you can't keep saying, don't look at that stuff, don't pay attention to that. You can't keep saying that. Because it keeps happening over and over again. So as we're in this process to eliminate the global system of white supremacy, we have to make sure that white people understand that we know what is going on and what has always been going on. We have to let them know that they got to take responsibility for the fact that they were taught certain things that help enable them to be supreme over all non-white people. They have to come to grips with that. There's no getting around it. But in the way that you talk about it and discuss it, it's got to be constructive. So how do you be constructive? How would I say to a white person? How would I just bring it up? First, I'm learning how to have conversations with people. So you start off with a question. If they start off with a question, you give them a question. And then you go and you continue the conversation like that with questions and answers. Okay. So I'm learning that from Mr. Fuller. Don't approach the situation being combative. Don't approach the situation being angry. Because there's no reason for black people to be angry about anything. Because we are the target. Every day of our waking lives, we are the target. All non-whites are the target. And then you have white people that are guinea pigs. They're targets as well. So let me go back to what I was trying to say. How I could be more constructive in telling white people. How I can be constructive, but it's still going to sting. In my way, I feel like I can have a conversation with a white person about racism, but I don't have to be abrupt about it. I don't have to. It's just going to come up. Mr. Fuller says that when you have a conversation with questions and answers, that is that are constructive, if the questions are constructive on your part, you don't worry about what the other person gives back to you as far as the question or the answer. You don't worry about that. You worry about what you're giving and what people are receiving. And you want it to be constructive so that you can come to the point of the conversation. Because if somebody comes to you with a question, it's because they want an answer. There's something going on in their mind that is like really, they need an answer for it. So that's why, you know, when people come to you and they start off with a question, it's like, okay. So it's still a learn. I'm still learning. I'm still trying to figure all of this out. But one of the ways I was thinking today, and I was listening to, there is a YouTube video. I'm listening to the second part, but I thought I'd talk to you guys real quick. I'm listening to the second part, and it's called Black Paper on White Racism Part 2. I'm watching Part 2 right now. And it was done in 1971. It's on Afro-Marxist page on YouTube. It was published on January 9th, 2021. If you guys want to check that out, that would be great. Watch, I don't know how many parts there are to this, but I've listened to part one, and I've been listening to Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. this morning, so I could be getting them both a little mixed up here on who said what. But I'll just say, in the midst of me listening to this video and Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. today, I gathered that I kind of came up with a way of how I can say constructively that white supremacy has trained all of us, to black people, non-white people. They have taught all of us to hate each other and ourselves. Black people more so. Black people are trained to kill each other, not to be around each other for any amount of time for pleasure. They have trained us to hate our skin. The darker the skin, the worse the hatred. Non-white people are taught to hate black people. They're taught to hate themselves. They are taught to love white people and everything white and to follow white people. Black people are taught the same, and some fall in line with that, but we call them coons. They can't get black people on a large scale to fall in line with their shit. But they can get the Asians, the Hispanics, people who... just people who are non-white, other non-whites besides black people. They can get them on large scales to treat us like shit and turn us in. If they can put that white Hispanic, white Asian, you know, if they can put that white in front of who they think they are, then, you know, it's all let's shit on the black people. So in saying that, we also have to learn that white people are taught from since they're born until about, Mr. Fuller said the other day, till about the age of 15. I don't know what my neighbors are doing, some kind of yard work or something out there. Until the age of 15, they're taught and they're indoctrinated and they know what white supremacy is. They may not be cognizant of every piece of white supremacy. They may not be aware of how scientific it is. They may not be aware that it is a religion, but they are aware that at that age that they're told that they are above everybody else. Now, when people hear a black person say something like this, they think in exact terms. And what you have to do is you got to get yourself into logical terms. So when you're talking about the global system of white supremacy, it's a system based on making sure that white people stay on top and that all non-white people stay beneath them. Now, in saying that, when you put white on it, a lot of white people get defensive for many different reasons. Some are scared that they'll get found out. Some are scared that they'll get murdered. Some, you know, are... Yeah, I do want to be a subscriber for them. I'm sick of them. Some are more or less cautious around black people. I had somebody say to me the other day... And I was like, I wasn't shocked, but I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that's pretty much what it was. She said to me, she was a white lady, she said, I said hello to a couple of black people the other day, and they just kind of looked at me like I was the worst of the worst, or like she wasn't a good person or something. She just made a comment about that. And then she said, oh, I can see they've been treated like shit by other white people. And I was like, yeah, that's what it is. I mean, you know. And what white people have to understand is that we don't have it in us to do what you're doing to us. But we are starting to fight back and we are starting to grow a lot of hatred in our hearts because of what we see on TV being done to our people. It's not like we're not holding accountable our people when they do things wrong. It's not like we're not doing that. But when we see on television day after day a black person being gunned down versus a white person who has actually murdered people being taken into custody and going and taking them to Burger King to give them a meal. Like, how do you think we're supposed to be receptive to individual white people when we're seeing this on a global scale, on a daily basis, in every situation, in all nine areas of activity? How do you expect us to not respond to you when you're speaking to us, when you want to date us, when you want to be friends with us? How do you expect us to treat you as an individual white person? But when we approach you, or we go to your stores, or we have to go out and do our thing, go shopping, where our kids are going to school with your kids, and you look at us like we're dog shit, like we're less than human, and we haven't nearly done the shit to you that you've done to us. And when I say you, I'm talking about the racist, white supremacists that are doing this to us. And it's on a global scale. This is not something that is a third world criminal organization. This is a global system that is in everything. It has infiltrated and taken over all nine areas of activity. The abundance of sickness, the abundance of murders and lies and deception and thievery. And we know, we look at these politicians up on Capitol Hill making all these decisions. They're giving all this money to other countries. But when it comes to what we want to call Americans, they don't have no money for us. But they want to raise our gas prices, raise our rent, no food on the shelves. But you want to tell me that white people are not responsible. You want to tell me I shouldn't hate all white people. I shouldn't look at all white people a certain way. Well, for me, as an individual, I don't hate all white people. I've been through a lot of shit with white people, though, too. And so how I handle things is much different from other people. I don't think that it's wrong to date a white person. I don't think that it's wrong to date somebody that's non-white, that isn't black. I think people need to mind their own business and who you have in your bed. Because I think that God meant for all of us to live on this earth together and to be as one and to take care of the animals and the land and the water and the plants and the trees. And well, trees are big plants, but, you know, we really have to learn how to work together on. And I really think it's going to take a concerted effort of everybody to understand and realize what our positions in life are in the global system of white supremacy. White people, and I know some white people are probably listening to this thinking, this lady is crazy. But white people, y'all need to understand that if you're poor or if you're in a situation where your life is all fucked up, it was your choice. It was because you chose to do that and you choose to live poor. And you're probably telling me, no, I didn't. What the fuck you? You're white. At any moment, you can be put into a house and given a brand new car, a refrigerator full of food, not have to worry about any food. Not have to worry about where your clothes come from, how you're going to get to school. You don't have to worry about none of that shit. You don't even have to worry about your kids walking outside and knowing that you may not see them come home. But if your child, if you have a school age kid, I bet you worried about that shit now, though, aren't you? See, black people have to worry about this shit every single fucking day. Every single day, I look into the eyeballs of my sons and they go somewhere and do something. I have to prepare myself to get that fucking phone call. Every time they leave my sight, I got to prepare myself. I don't care if they walk to the corner store. I don't care if they go to a friend's where it's supposed to be safe, whatever, whatever. But I have to prepare myself. And, you know, it's a sad reality, but it's the reality that every black person on this planet has to live. But you look at us and you tell us that we shouldn't hate every white person. And you look at us and tell us that you're not contributing to white supremacy and racism, which are the same thing. You need to sit down with yourself and start having long talks with yourself. Because as a white person, y'all need to start taking responsibility for the shit y'all do around here. And I'm not talking about police brutality, because there are just bad police officers. There are good police officers, and there are bad ones. And I've been saying that. The police force was created to track down black people, slaves. But that's all changed. And if we work together, we can make a change. You know, I'm thinking about Michael's song, Make a Change. I'm gonna make a change for the rest of my life. Gonna make it feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. you know, giving me goosebumps. Michael's. It's time for us to listen. It's time for us to listen. White people, it's time for you to take responsibility. Even though you think when you're at the barbecues, the family outings, when you go camping with your family, you have that one token white friend, one token black friend. You have that black grandchild, black relative that married into your family. And the jokes were said. Or when it was just white people around, admit to yourself. Don't say it to us. Admit to yourself. What do white people talk about when there are non-whites around? What conversations do you have? And if you're uncomfortable with looking a non-white in the eye, a black person, I'm not going to say non-white because you got all these other non-whites that are not black that fall to y'all shit. So, but ask yourself, what discussions are had around you or that you include yourself in? What do y'all talk about when black people are not around? And if you feel embarrassed, if you feel some kind of way, if you want to be defensive, you need to look at the man in the mirror and figure out what you're going to do. Because you are part of the fucking problem. If you're not fully ostracizing yourself and cutting yourself off from white supremacy / racism, you are a part of the problem. But you love your uncles and your aunts and your cousins, and they do so much good for you. You know, you've been around them your whole life. You're not going to get rid of your family. You're not going to denounce your family. You're not going to, you know, let people tell you, you know, how to live your life and what to do and how to do this and things like that. But I'm telling you, if you think that white supremacy is exclusive to non-white people, you are fucking fooling yourself. While you're looking yourself in the mirror, I also want you to think about how you could be the next guinea pig, the next target, the next sacrifice to make sure that white supremacy racism stays strong. Have an honest discussion with yourself. Look around you. Look at the television shows that are out. Look at the music that you listen to. Pay attention to everything that you do. And tell me that we are not living in a world that is a fucking prison. Tell me that this world is not run by the global system of white supremacy / racism. Tell me that, please. And I will show you black men being murdered in the street by police officers. I will show you them being gunned down for being afraid of the police officers. I will show you black children that are afraid to go to school every day. I will show you single black mothers that have to handle everything on their own. I will show you the sexual perversion that has been laid before us in order to make the global system of white supremacy and racism stay intact. The global system of white supremacy, racism, is a science, a religion, and it is ingrained into all areas, all 9 areas of activity. We've got to stop ignoring this. Before you know it, the sacrifices, the white sacrifices, are going to have to be given up. Are you going to be one of them? Or are you going to be a person that's going to make a change? If you call yourself a Michael Jackson fan and you're white, you better start looking at yourself. Stop with the questions. And you know what questions I'm talking about. What am I doing? I don't understand. You understand. You know what the fuck is going on. You know what the fuck is going on. You know what you got to stand up for. Because I've seen white people out here do it. I've seen it. I have fucking seen it. If you want us to work with you, you need to work with us. If not, the shit's going to get done whether you're helping us or not. I'm letting you know that this fucking shit is not going to last too much longer. Because black people are tired. The 1% that are in control of this world are white supremacists, racists. And they don't mind using their sacrifices at any time. You know they kill us without blinking an eye. But if you think you're safe because you're white, think again. Oh yeah, you've been taught all the shit because it is beneficial to the system of white supremacy for you to learn all this shit, for you to practice it, for you to not even know sometimes what the fuck you do. But you know what? I'm not giving any white person a pass. Every single white person has participated in the global system of white supremacy, as well as every non-white person, has had to. We've been forced to. Many of you are forced to, but a good majority of you willingly, secretly love it. You love being on top. You love walking into a store and being given the most special product and nobody else can get it that's non-white. You like that shit. Admit that. And fucking admit that shit. You're caught with shit in your hands. If you think you're innocent, please stop thinking that you are. Quit acting like you've been punched in the head and you're seeing stars. Stop it. Stop it with the innocent shit. You know good and well that what's going on out here is coming closer and closer to you. Because I'm going to tell you something. You can be a prison warden at any time, but the white supremacists that are the 1% will sacrifice your ass in a heartbeat. So walk around and think you're high on the hog. And yes, like I said, you can be put into a house and given a car and a fridge full of food and given more than you ever thought you could. But get ready. Because if you ain't a part of that 1%, your ass is a fucking sacrifice at any moment. You got it better than non-whites. I will tell you that you have it better than non-whites. I don't give a fuck how poor you choose to be. White people, a white person being poor is their choice. That's what they want. That's what you want. You like that shit. It may not be constructive for me to say, but that's my VGQ moment. Consider this entire episode a VGQ episode. Because I may have gone off code. I may have said some things that weren't constructive, but I'm still learning. Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting me. Take care, everybody.